Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of UFOs and the Paranormal Over Our Heads. I'm your host, Preston Dennett, and each week I bring you exciting new guests to talk about various aspects of UFOs and the paranormal. Last week, we actually had an out-of-body workshop. I did not bring on a guest. I did something a little bit different and conducted an astral projection workshop. And if you didn't get a chance to listen to it, all the shows are archived on the BBS website. So if you get a chance, take a look at it. And I guarantee you, if you follow the instructions I gave you, you may very well have very profound astral projection experiences. So check it out. But tonight we're moving into a different direction, my favorite direction, in fact, the subject of UFOs. I've been studying this subject now for well over 20 years and have talked to an enormous number of people who claim to have had contact with ETs. And I have to tell you, probably 80%, I'm guessing, of the people that I've talked to who have seen actual ETs, actual extraterrestrials, tell me that they've seen some variation of, I guess, what you would call the gray-type ETs. I mean, by gray, I mean, you know, the short, gray skin, large, dark eyes, and bald head, the whole thing that you've probably heard 100 times before. I certainly have, and that's what most people report to me. Though I have had other scattered reports of people who've seen praying mantis-type ETs. That's probably second most common. I get some reports of totally human-looking ETs, some reports of very tall grays, or tall whites, you might even say. Some report dwarf-like beings. But our guest tonight, I interviewed her earlier, and she's got a very unusual story. She did, in fact, see gray-type ETs, but following that experience, she had a series, actually, of encounters with a ET that you probably haven't heard described a whole lot. So that's why I'm really excited to have her on the show tonight, because her story, it's pretty unique. It's not totally unique. It took me some time, but I was able to find some other accounts that do match hers in a lot of details. So there is corroboration there. But otherwise, you know, her story is unique, and I really wanted all my listeners to hear it. So that's why I'm having her on the show tonight. Our guest tonight, her name is Sue Hutzel, and she's been having encounters ever since she was a very, very young girl. And most of these encounters did occur in her childhood, though she's still having some very unusual experiences currently. So that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. And I want to welcome you, Sue, to the show. Thank you so much for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me, Mr. Dennett.
Please, call me Preston.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, like I was saying, I've talked to so many people, and when you started telling me your story, and some of the details I've heard before, but a lot of it was, you know, pretty unusual. And mm-hmm. I was really excited to actually find other people who have had experiences like yours, because I think it helps provide corroboration. But why don't you just start and tell us, you know, a little bit about yourself and some of your first memories of experiences that you had as, you know, a little girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, just, I came to 24 and I'm disabled and stuff. I never had friends or anything. So I was alone a lot. I lived on a farm. And, well, I think, if I can remember right, the grays, the small grays is the ones I've seen first. Right. In the barn. But then,
well, what was that experience there in the barn? Because that's kind of interesting. You were...
When I was in the barn, we ran the place, and the family had horses, and the horses were there and everything. So I always went off in the barn, kind of be with the horses and the cats and everything. And one time I saw these, I think they're the ones you call the small grays. There's two of them, and they were looking at a spider. And kind of, I kind of think, like, in their language, I guess, talking to each other, I guess, about the spider and everything. So I was petting the cat, and I got up and walked over to them. I was never really scared of anything like that. They just kind of, I never had any friends. I only think, well, I'd go over and see if they wanted to play or something. I didn't know anything about them. So I was telling them that that's a spider. And they looked at me. Then they looked back at the spider and started, like, you know, talking that, about that again. So I thought, well, they're not interested in playing, so I went back to play with the cat. But then around, I don't remember exactly how long it was, maybe about a year or something, I started seeing this other little being. She was covered with hair, and I think if anybody has seen the Star Wars movie about the Ewoks, that's what I think she kind of looked like, because her hair was really, unlike, well, like Bigfoot and stuff, their hair kind of shaggy and all that. This was really well kept. Looked, you know, soft and groomed really nice. Not really good. Huh. And then I walked up to her, and I call it her because I don't really know. Covered with hair, I don't really know. But I just called her. Uh-huh. Anyways. And then I said, "Hi, I'm Sue. What's your name?" And she said this real long, like a real long name, but the last part sounded like Marie. So I started calling her Marie. What it really sounded like was Marie without the A. Cooking. Right. Anyway, then I started talking to her about, and then the cat would kind of come over, and I'm petting the cat, telling her about that. But she, unlike the Grays, she seemed interested. Then she started talking to me in, you know, English. And her voice sounded kind of like, maybe like a little kid too, in a way, kind of like a feminine type sound in the voice. So, let's see. It's been so long, I can't remember anything, but. But, I couldn't do much. I had a real bad heart. I think it's called tetralogy or phallid or something. But I could do some things, and so she'd do like hide and seek, but just do it at my pace. I could only walk, I couldn't run. And we do that, and then I was kind of a tomboy type, because my sister was already grown and married and had a kid by the time I was born. So I just kind of grew up with a brother. So I liked to play with trucks and things like that. I didn't care about dolls and stuff. And then Marie started, you know, playing with that with me. She'd sit down on the ground with me and then play with the trucks and the plastic horses and stuff. And I don't know how many years this went on. But every time I would go outside to play, then she'd kind of come around behind something. So I never seen how she came or how she left. Because she always went behind the tree or around the house or something. Then I'd walk over to see if she was there, and she wouldn't be. So I never exactly seen how she came and left. You know, she'd beamed up or she'd disappeared or what. I never really seen her.
Right. But, could you describe her again, how tall she was? I mean, did she have
I think maybe about 3 or 4 feet or something.
Uh-huh.
She's about the height of me. I told you once, I was kind of stunned because of my heart condition.
Right.
But, maybe about 3 or 4 feet, I guess, because I was pretty little. And I said she was covered with this kind of a golden-brown fur. And her eyes look kind of human, but a little bit larger. And unlike the Grays, which have their eyes are kind of a solid color, hers were more human-like, because you could see the iris and the pupil and stuff. Brown eyes. And her ears were kind of human-like. Her face, like her nose and everything, were kind of a human, but they were like I said, covered with fur.
Right.
I said I couldn't tell if she was a boy or a girl. She's covered with fur. And her hands and her feet were kind of human-like. The palms of her hands and the soles of her feet didn't have any fur. But her hair on her head kind of came up and kind of like a little, it looked like a point, but that was the fur. kind of like a little trumpet for us.
Right.
And can't think anything out there. But
And she walked on two legs?
Oh yeah, she walked on two legs, and that's another thing, kind of unlike the like the Bigfoot and stuff. She walked just completely straight, and didn't swing her arms or anything. Just more like a person. And oh, and sometimes, like I know I told you in the past too, she would bring. She knew how much I loved animals. I'd always be telling her about the animals and stuff. And so then she started, anyway, she started bringing animals with her from wherever she was from.
Right, this is one of the most interesting part of your stories. So, This, I think, is one of the most fascinating parts of what happened to you.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And she brought these, I'm trying to think of them all. I know she had one like a leopard, like an earth leopard. But she walked on her hind legs a lot, and she had a pouch, and she had a baby in there. But I never got to see that baby. But, let's see, then, oh, yeah, the one that, she was huge. Always in the air. Marie said that she couldn't land because, I guess, because she suffocated. But, like, we, if you go into space, couldn't breathe. For her, to come to the ground, she couldn't breathe. So she'd always stay kind of up by the clouds. And if anybody has seen the Star Wars movie that had Jar Jar in it, she had ears like that. Real long ears like that.
Right.
But her tail, she had a real long tail, kind of looked like a kangaroo tail. And four legs. And but most of the time I just seen her from the underneath because no, she was in the air like that. And I could see she had a pouch, and there was a little baby in there. But then one time, she came down low enough to kind of, at my level, just long enough to say, "Hi, nice to meet you." Then she went back up real quick. She's kind of above the trees and in the clouds the whole time. I was thinking she was so, what size she would be.
And you were in your backyard when this happened?
Yeah.
Or?
Mm-hmm. Huh. And so I was thinking, I always don't know. But back on this farm, the road was so far away, I don't think anybody would really see, probably. But Marie said once that nobody would see any of this. So I don't know if she had some way to block from anyone seeing but me or what. But she always said nobody will see any of this.
Huh.
But this, I'm trying to think how big this creature was. She was huge. Maybe about 70 or 80 feet or more or something. She's really big. And then she had her eyes are kind of an amber brown color. And her face was kind of like kind of like a cow in a way. Again, I guess kind of like Jar Jar, the shape of his face. Because when I first seen Jar Jar, I said, "Hey, that looks like her," in a way, the face and the ears.
Right.
But the rest is not like him, more like an animal with a long tail and everything. And I got to see her baby, and we stayed in the pouch, and she just swooped down that one time just to say hi to me. Oh, and there was also the, she was more of a regular brown. It's like a kind of brown. Then there was one she, Marie brought. It looked like a horse, but it was covered with scales and had like a dragon type wings. The mane and tail looked like hair, but they were just kind of scraggly like. And, head, kind of a yellowish-green eyes, kind of like a tiger's eyes, and sharp teeth. And I wasn't, like I've always been with animals, never been afraid of animals of any kind. I'd play with snakes or whatever. I was going to walk over to pet it. And Marie got a hold of my wrist. And she said, no, you stay back here. She bites. And he bites. And they called her a Lorse. Called him, was a male, a Lorse. L-O-R-S-E is what she called it. What kind of an animal it was. She said that they will bite. So that's the only time I really got to feel what her fur felt like or anything. Because I'm a person that likes to hug and all that. But I thought, well, I wasn't sure if she'd want me to or not. So I just never did. But I actually got to feel how soft her fur was and everything when she grabbed my wrist. Just kind of pushed me back when I was going to try to pet that animal. The Lorse is kind of, like she said, they come in all colors. Different colors, this one's kind of a green, greenish yellow. And she brought one another time that was kind of brown. She brought them on about three occasions. But after the first time, then I wouldn't go walking over to it. And she said they were dangerous.
Did she say where they were from? The animals?
She never really said where any of these are from. Let's see, she said, well, the planet they were from, she said there's no civilization or anything, no buildings or anything, just kind of all wild where it came from. And the Lorse was a carnivorous. Well, you could tell that with his teeth were like a tiger's, no sharp teeth.
Huh, well.
And she didn't say the name of the planet. I didn't, like a little kid, I never thought about asking any questions or things.
Right.
Yeah. About where was it at, and name the planet and everything.
Well, did you see how she brought the animals?
She had them in her ship, I think. Because she had one of those triangle-type UFOs. The kind of like, but it was kind of a silvery, triangular thing I've seen.
Uh-huh. Did she say that's where she kept the animals? Or Did she say how she got the animals to show you?
No, she just said she brought them. So,
how did she bring them? And did you see them arrive? How did you,
I've never seen how she did anything, really. Seemed like she was just there.
Huh.
And then when she'd be leaving, she'd walk around something and she'd be gone. But these, the animals, she did the same way. They went kind of behind something. Then I'd walk around to see and they'd be gone. So for some reason, she never let me see how she came and went. I don't know why or anything.
Did you tell your mom or anyone in your family?
Yeah. I mentioned of her. But my mom and my brother Skip, we have seen UFOs. And once, I think I told you, Wes, my brother was going to get the telescope on one of them. And right. By the time he got it there, was going to put to see it. It went straight up and across real fast, and it was gone. Kind of like it knew when he was going to try to get a close-up view of it and took off. But he would never talk about anything. And my mom wouldn't either, because they always thought most of them might think they're crazy. Talk about UFOs and ET and stuff like that.
So you never told them about Marie?
Yeah, I did. And my brother Skip, I think he, because he was asking about her and everything, what she was like, and like, how come, like that, he was only 3 years older than me. I said, how come she doesn't show up when I'm here? And I said, I don't know. I don't know. I said, maybe she just wanted to play with me? I don't know. And he said, well, that's dumb. Then my mom.
What did your mom say?
Oh, and she said, no, just be careful, remember your heart. Because, she was always afraid I'd have my heart would give up or something because it was so bad. try to get a little kid to sit still and all that. And she was like, oh, just be careful, don't do too much. Remember your heart. So I threw, they both believed it. Except they just wouldn't. Then if I mentioned it to somebody else, then my mom would say, oh, she's just got such a overactive imagination. She just didn't want to talk about it to anybody.
Huh.
She didn't think people would think she's goofy.
I wonder if she believed you.
Yeah, she seemed to.
Huh.
Well, and,
didn't she once see Marie's ship as well? And she said, oh, that's one of our ships. She pointed it out to you.
Oh, yeah. Now, sometimes I would see that. I've seen all different shapes of ships over the years. But I've seen some. They were kind of triangular. They're kind of black, real dark. And one time I saw this one look like, you know, kind of silvery. And it kind of like shined in the sun and everything. And Marie pointed up and said, that's mine. So.
Wow.
And I'm pretty sure I was aboard it, too, because I know I remember being aboard a ship. And there was kind of like a big window or a view screen of what it was exactly. But you kind of look out next to you, it was just above the trees. Yeah. I think it was hers. I didn't see her. But I could hear her voice, like she was talking to somebody somewhere in another room or something. But, and then part of the time it'd travel, I know I'd been on it, and it'd be moving, because I could see, kind of look out that window or whatever it was, and trees and stuff would be going by. So I know I was in it. And, let's see. I'm trying to think of anything.
So did Marie say where she was from?
No. I'm going to say I'm a little kid, I didn't even ask. But you know, my friend Ann, we spoke to her too, this E.T. that she meets sometimes, he knows of her species. And he knows like where they're from, but I don't know, she didn't say if he mentioned what planet they're from. But it's a different one than where he's from. He said that they're peaceful. They're a peaceful race. And
so what else did you talk about with Marie? I mean, would you just talk about the animals and stuff like that?
Mostly animal stuff, but I said I was just real little, and then animals were about my life because I didn't have any friends. I couldn't go to school or anything. So mostly the animals were anything.
I wonder if that's why she came to you.
Hmm?
I wonder if that's why she came to you, because you were alone. And
yeah,
you know.
That's what I was wondering, maybe because I was just there, and with nobody and everything. And, let's see. Oh, and one thing about the rods, I've seen what I think is what you call the rods. They look like them and everything like that. And I did mention them, because she brought so many animals. I just mentioned to her once, if I didn't know back then, they were called rods. But I explained these some little animals like this. And then she said, like that. This, and she pointed, and there was one. Just went by. And she said, yes, they escaped. And she said, 1947,
huh.
Our time. So I don't know if they mean escape from her ship, or maybe on the UFO that crashed near Roswell, or what. But she said they escaped.
That's kind of interesting, because that's where the rods were first discovered, was in New Mexico.
Yeah.
So
maybe then I didn't know anything about that. But I remember she said they escaped. But I don't know if it's from her ship, or maybe the one that crashed, that the Grays had, or what. So when I started, later I seen more of them and stuff. In fact, last winter I saw one. We had a real bad snowstorm. And I seen this thing on the floor, the kitchen floor. At first I thought, well, I dropped a pin, or a pin rolled off the counter or something. I was going to go pick it up. My dog Misty came over, was going to sniff it, and it took off. And that's another one of those rods. Then later, Ann's seen twice here.
What do they look like? Just little black sticks, I guess? Or little black sticks.
Like I said, I thought maybe I dropped a pen or a pencil or something, kind of rolled off the counter or something.
Weird. Now, when Marie came, and I mean, you were on a farm, did she interact with any of the animals on the farm? Did she, you know, come up to the horses or anything like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she seemed to really not like animals and stuff. Whenever I introduced her to the different horses and the cats, and she had a basset hound outside and dog cows and stuff. And I think that might be the reason that she brought the other animals over, because I liked the animals so much and everything. And they were, like I said, I didn't have any friends. My mom was afraid I might try to run or something and die because of my heart. So I didn't have any friends or anything. So,
Would you consider Marie your friend then?
Yeah. But that's my only friend I had at that time.
Wow.
You know, you know, the animals and everything, and you know, their names and everything. So I thought maybe that might be the reason she started bringing the animals with her, because it was soon after that. I was trying to think of all the animals she brought.
Now, did you ever see her eat any food?
Oh, yeah. You know, there were times I would bring stuff out of the house with me, candy and stuff, and she'd eat. Oh, and that's another thing, too. Her teeth looked like a human's. Now, they weren't sharp or like that. It was like a human's teeth. And, you know, candy or whatever kind of snacks or something. And I'd always ask my mom if I could take some out with me, and she'd say, sure. Because I wouldn't take them out to her. And she always, and we sat down on the porch step or something and ate. And one time I brought peanut butter and jelly once. But when she ate that, she got sick. And I think I told you that from years after that, I couldn't stand to eat jelly because I kept remembering that. So,
right.
And, and later when my mom went out and seen that, it was on the ground like that, and I just told her that I got sick. Because I didn't want to tell her about all that stuff. Because I was afraid that if I mentioned Marie, maybe mom wouldn't want her to be there anymore or something. She messed up the ground or whatever, I didn't know, the little kid. I was so afraid of losing this new friend that I said, well, I just got sick. Mm-hmm. And there was one time, on Thanksgiving, and my mom always made a minced meat pie, pumpkin pie, and all kinds of stuff goes with it. But she was the only one that really liked it. But then Marie was asking, she had tried the pumpkin, but then she never had the minced meat. I never had the minced meat, because I thought meat and pie and all, just raisins and all that just didn't sound good. My mom said it didn't really have any meat in it. But I couldn't look and I never tried it. But she wanted to try it. So I brought a piece out to her. And that made her make guys sick too. So I never knew eat minced meat anyhow, even try it. Yeah.
Wow.
And most of the stuff she'd eat, though, was fine. Anything I'd bring out, any kind of snacks or anything. One time I had fried chicken, I brought an extra piece out for her and all that. And pop, she loved soda pop, ice cream. She seemed to like the ice cream the most, in a way. Because hot snow summers and stuff, she liked ice cream. Yeah. And,
did she ever bring food for you?
No. Mm-mm. I don't think so. I don't remember ever bringing anything with her.
Did you ever hear her laugh, or...
Oh, yeah, she'd laugh, and her voice was kind of like, I guess like a little kid like me. She'd talk and laugh and all that. Mm-hmm.
Well, when you were looking at, and when you were, you know, visiting with her, where did you think she was from? Did you think that, you know, this is an ET, or what were you thinking?
Yeah, I was thinking, because I just, even when I was real little, I always thought there's probably people on other planets and everything. And I always thought, too, you know, just that God put people on a lot more places than just here and all that. So I just kind of thought she from somewhere on another planet or something. I didn't ask her what it was like where she's from. And she said, well, it's beautiful. And said, there are, like, no dwellings, but there's nothing that, no, anything, nature or anything. So I guess you mean, like, there's no chopping down trees or no smoke and pollution and all that, the way it sounds. Because it's everything. Just like,
that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, because I said, no, like, so I don't know where she really lives, because she said there's no factories, no buildings or anything like that. So I don't really know. They just don't live in their ships or what. But about that.
Now, did she ever come into your bedroom at night? Or was this when you saw her? Saw her during the day?
Yeah, during the day. She just, for some she's, like she always said, that nobody would be able to see her but me. But Anne said sometime, no, she's heard and stuff, that some of these ETs and stuff, they got ways to make it so others can't see them.
They do, I've heard that many times, actually.
Yeah. But really, when she'd come, I'd be in a room kind of by myself, so nobody would know anymore. If I'd be playing with my plastic horses or my stuffed toys or whatever, she'd just be there.
And then there was just,
yeah, she just be there. I hear her voice, and I look down, there she is. And she sit on the bed playing with the animals with me and stuff. I said, I don't know if she was a child, too, or she was grown a lot. But later, like even now, she looks the same, so I don't know. She might have been grown back then. I don't know.
she
was about my height, and she sounded kind of, the voice kind of like me.
She never said how old she was?
No. I never thought to ask or anything like that.
Right. Did she have a tail?
No.
No tail, huh?
Yeah, no tail or anything like that. Like years later when I saw the Ewoks, I said, hey, that looked like Marie. And she kind of looked just the fur and stuff and all that. I mean, her ears look more like human ears, and theirs look more like teddy bear ears. But, you know, the fur and everything.
She never wore any clothes or any jewelry or anything like that?
No.
Wow. She never carried anything? The only thing she ever brought was the animals?
Yeah, she never brought anything. Never carried anything or anything.
Interesting. So for how many years did she visit you? I mean, was this like every week or every day or how often?
Yeah, well, back when I was a little kid, she was there every day. But then as time went on, when I got to be 12, then I started getting some pen pals and stuff, but I still had no regular friend. And then she mentioned one time when she came that since I am getting friends now and all this, getting older, that she... something about she wouldn't be here every day anymore. And then I start crying and everything, saying, no, keep coming, you're my best friend, you're my only friend, all that. But she didn't really pay attention. She just, after that, she'd come maybe just once in a while. Then, like I said, she would kind of, just appear in my room. Sometime at night, I could see, I didn't sleep with a nightlight or anything, but I could kind of tell, I could hear her the way she walked, like walking across the floor. And then she'd get up on the bed and sit. And she started talking to me. And we'd talk for a while and stuff. But, and I think because I was getting older, I was growing up, so I mean, she figured she didn't need to, come so much and everything. But I've never seemed to really grow up completely, I guess, because I've never had, like always said, never had a second childhood because I never went out of my first one yet. No, I'm still just, as I guess, too, I've never gotten to go to school, never got to do anything like that, so I never I knew how it was to be out there and do a thing like that.
Well, you've definitely had some interesting experiences with this ET. Well, everyone, you're listening to UFOs and the Paranormal Over Our Heads. I'm your host, Preston Dennett, and tonight our guest is Sue Hutzel, and we're talking about her fascinating experiences with an apparent extraterrestrial who Sue calls Marie, because that's the name she gave, right? I mean, that's what it sounded like. So, this is a call-in show as well, so if anyone wants to call in and ask a guest or ask a question of our guest, I'll give you the toll-free number right now. It's 888-228-4494. I'll give that out again in case you didn't have your pen ready. So grab your pen, here it comes. It's 888-228-4494. We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or want to share your own story or have a comment. We always love callers, so give us a ring. So Sue, after 12 years old and she stopped coming for, every once in a while, I mean, is she still coming now? When was the last time you saw her?
Let's see. It was last month, and I can't remember the day.
Wow.
Sometimes when she comes now, I can mostly just hear. I don't really see her. I can just hear it like she's behind me or something, saying something, and I don't know. Sometimes she'll let me see her, sometimes she don't. I don't really know why.
So you don't get to have conversations with her anymore?
Not very much. I think maybe because she stopped bringing the animals too and all that. One time, I think I told you once, and I was over at Ann's, spent the night at her place. That one morning, and it was the first time that she was, when husband Ann was still married and still living in Cincinnati, Ohio. And I stayed there one night at their place. And that morning, there was we're watching some kind of a UFO show. I don't know which one it was anymore, but one of those kind of shows. And then they started talking to these, I call it the poo-pooers, the ones that don't believe it, say, well, it's the weather balloons and all that.
Right, the skeptics.
And I heard Marie's voice saying, it shows how much they know, don't it? Because, to the ones that were saying, no, it's something else. So I think since they've never really experienced anything like that, if they experience it, then they would believe it. No, I think
you heard her voice, did you hear it, like, out loud, or was it, like, more telepathic, if you know what I mean?
Let's see, it might have been more telepathic because I didn't actually see her. Because I wasn't there.
Right. Interesting.
But, I'm trying to think back. No, I did, because she was there, because she was kind of behind the chair, but I knew she was right there because when the chair moved a little bit, like she might have kind of got bumped it or something. So she was there, because when I looked around, I didn't think to look around. Just watching the show. Because when I first heard her, it was kind of a laugh. And at first I thought, well, maybe, because Ann was in the kitchen. She was getting kind of a snack for us, breakfast for us. And I heard this laugh. And at first I thought it was her. sometimes, you know, she'll think of something funny, she laughs, and she tells me, you know, a joke or whatever. And, but, then I looked around, she was still back in the kitchen. So, and then I heard the laugh again. I thought, that's Marie's laugh. So,
and Anne didn't hear
her? That's when they were, huh?
Anne didn't hear her? Or your friend Anne, did she get to hear Marie?
Oh, okay. Sorry, you know, my hard of hearing, so I'm so sorry about that.
Right.
No, I was watching the show there. And then she made that one comment. And then, you know, she said, I have to go now. So I looked around, and they're gone again. I think she just has this way of coming and going. I don't know why I'm good. But then when Ann got the stuff done, came in, I said, guess who was here? And she said, who? I said, Marie. And she said, oh? Well, she's still here. And then, no, she just, I told her what she said about the guy saying about the UFOs don't exist and all that, and what they really are and all that. Then she left. And she said, well, when the next time you talk to her, tell her, no, it was that she was honored that she came to my house. All that. So I did. The next time I had seen her, I mentioned that. And let's see. Sorry about the stalls in between here. I'm just trying to think back and everything.
No, that's all right. I mean, it's an interesting story.
Something happens. There's so many things happen besides that, too. I wrote everything down here. And different things have happened since I talked to you, but this is just about Marie, so I'm trying to stick to that. And let's see.
Well, how many different types of animals did she bring, would you say?
Let's see. Okay, yeah, back to there. Let's see. She brought, the one that, well, the shape of the body and everything. It looked like an ankylosaur dinosaur in a way, kind of shaped like that. And it's about that big, about 20 feet long.
And I'm not sure what an ankylosaur is. What does that look like?
And let's see, they're armored dinosaur. Their back is kind of like, just covered with, kind of like a turtle shell in a way. And they've got these little spiky type things around their sides. And on their tip of their tail, they got a big club. And it's figured that they use that as a weapon to knock off the Tyrannosaurus and stuff. But she kind of, this animal kind of looked like that. It had the club tail, but without the spikes. But she was covered, it was covered with hair that looked like a cat's. And the face. The head and stuff looked like a cat. But it was just huge, like a dino-sized thing. But looked more like a dinosaur, just plump tail and everything. But covered with fur. And the head looked like a cat. And it was real friendly. And I got the pet, and Marie said, I could ride it if I wanted to. So one time I actually got to sit on it.
Oh,
and
really?
It walked real slow and everything, just a little bit.
And this
I thought
still,
that was really neat.
This was still right next to your house,
mm-hmm.
where this happened. Wow! Now, did the animals ever leave any droppings, if you know what I mean, or footprints, or any evidence that you noticed?
No, I never noticed. I don't think so. But
gosh, it's just amazing because these are large animals, right? And
Marie had some way to keep all that stuff away, way or what? But that one and let's see. Oh, yeah, there was a tiger. The tiger, like one of those white tigers, kind of white brown stripes. But she was on two legs, and she had a tail. But her face looked more human-like. And she was covered with fur, but it looked more human. And she didn't say anything. Let's see. And there was I'm trying to think of more of them. I know there was kind of a monkey-type-looking animal. but it stayed in a tree. For some reason, it wouldn't come down. It just stayed in a tree the whole time. And I wanted to pet it, too. And Marie said, well, it's a little bit scared. So, no, she leaves there.
Did Marie ever pet the animals on your farm? Did she ever touch the animals?
Oh, yeah. She'd hug them and everything, except the lorse. She wouldn't get close to the lorse, and I said that the lorses she would bring. No, but she said they would bite. Oh, no, she'd hug the animals and everything like I always did them. And the small ones, except for that monkey-like thing in the tree, the small ones, she would carry them over to me for me to see. Yeah. I brought on, they were kind of, some look like regular cats, dogs, and lizards and stuff like that. But.
And would she talk about them? Did she name them or say where they were from or anything about them? Or?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. Can't remember too much. But I know the lorse and can't remember ever saying anything about what they're called.
Right.
She just said that she brought more. She called them her friends and brought more of her friends along, what she usually said about them. But the animals were my friends, the only friends I had besides her. So I think maybe that's the reason she said that, maybe. Because she said she brought more of her friends along. Oh, one I forgot to mention. It looked like, kind of like a dragon. Looked like a dragon. But it wasn't real big, though. Maybe about 30 feet, maybe 3-4 feet from. Wasn't a real huge one, but kind of big, kind of. But looked like a typical dragon type. But he was green. It was kind of a reddish brown from the head and neck. The rest was kind of a green. And Marie didn't say really the name of this, but the color reminded me really. Later years, I remember it was more of a canvas-back duck, the cover. But I said, wood duck. And the dragon kind of turned right and looked at me, walked over to me, kind of leaned way down, shook my hand, and he said, wood duck, you say I am, then wood duck I am. Kind of like it's whatever name I wanted to call. I was fine. And he came pretty often with her. But when she said that she didn't need to come so much anymore, then he was there at that time. And he said that he would stop coming. And then, of course, I would be crying and saying, no, don't leave and everything. No, like be around and everything. But he said he'd have to because there was some about other places he had to go, other things he had to do, or something like that. So, then he stopped coming altogether.
Huh.
And Marie would come some in between once in a while, but he didn't. But,
did Marie always speak English, or did she ever speak any other language that you heard?
Now, the only time I think it seemed like it was when she was saying her name. It was real long, and she said it kind of a squeaking sort of way. Like I said, I couldn't really pronounce it, but the last part sounded like Marie. So that's why I started calling. I said, Marie? And she said, yes, you can call me that. And so that's the only time it sounded like maybe she was using her own language.
Right.
And she never had any others of her kind around. So I don't know, like I said, when I was aboard her ship, I didn't see anybody. So I don't know if there's more aboard her ship or what.
Well.
But now with the small grays, when I saw them, it seems like I've never really heard about UFO abductions, but it just seems like for some reason I kind of knew that maybe they did do stuff. So I had told him that if you want to experiment on me in your ship, please don't let me remember it because I can't stand pain. I pass out when I have pain. later years, I didn't, but back then, if I had any kind of pain, it just scared me so much I'd pass out.
Wow.
And, but they, I mean, they paid any attention, or not, just when they looked at me when I was asking they wanted to play. Then when they just went back to look at the spider and stuff, then I was telling them that while they were looking at the spider, then they start looking over again and look back to the spider, so.
Huh.
But Ann said, well, maybe they have done stuff, and they just did as requested, they just didn't let me remember it. I don't know.
Well, when they were looking at the spider, did you see what they did next? Did you see how they left, or what happened?
No, just, they were still looking at it when I left the barn. Because I heard my mom calling. It was time for lunch and everything.
Right.
She came over to the fence, like the fence there, then she always knew, she always knew where I'd be right there. So she said, time for lunch.
Right.
Then when I went back later, they weren't there. Oh, and one time, I can't remember if I told you this or not, I seen the Grays one more time, because I was playing with the, just before Marie, too, playing with the cats, kind of in the pasture, around where the pasture was. And my mom wouldn't want me in there, because she always said I'd get jiggers and ticks and all that, and when I come back in, she'd always be picking ticks off me, being in the pasture like that, playing with the cats. But anyways, then, I was playing with the cats, and I saw two. I don't know if they were the same ones or what, but they just, like they spoke to me, but just in their own language. And I couldn't understand what they were saying.
Huh.
And then I was telling them about the cat and all that, and then they nodded a little bit, but then they just stood there, just standing there looking at me. I talked to them, but they didn't really say anything to me. They look at each other and say something in their language. They just kind of stood there and looked. I guess maybe they were observing. Maybe they were observing and playing with the cat, I guess.
Right. What did their
language
then
later, I just
like?
Got kind of bored because they wouldn't talk to me or play with me or anything. So I got bored and I got up and went back to the house. So.
What did their language sound like? Do you remember?
Kind of like, kind of a, can't say exactly, just kind of a.
Right. Oh.
Well.
Interesting.
Well, one thing, I don't know if you've ever seen the Adams Family Cousin It, that's what they sounded like.
Right, oh, okay.
Something like that. So, that's what reminds me, whenever I see something on television, hey, that reminds me of that. But back then, when the show was on, I was still seeing the Marie and everything back then, back in the 60s.
Huh. But, very interesting. Well, we've just got about 5 minutes left, so.
Oh, okay.
So, let me see. We've covered pretty much everything as far as Marie, huh?
I think so. It's a lot of stuff I don't remember anymore. It's so long ago, but.
Have you told other people about Marie? I mean, since? I mean, other than your mom and your brother?
I told you. And Ann, for a long time I didn't mention anything to her. Until I found out that she's an experiencer, too. And then I told her all about this stuff.
Interesting. And this all took place in Ohio, you said?
Yeah. And, well, back when I was a kid, that was in Mainville. That's, I think, maybe about 10 or 15 miles from here, I think, Lebanon. I'm not sure.
Ohio has a lot of UFO activity. It's very, very active there.
Yeah. Well, a lot of other things going on, too, but I know there's no time to talk about all that, so maybe I can tell you in an email or maybe on the phone sometime or something.
Yeah, you know, I'll definitely want to talk to you again about all...
Yeah. I thought there was so much stuff about Marie it'd take up the whole hour just talk about her, and it did.
Right. Well, it's interesting, yeah, and I spoke with Barbara Lamb, like I... mentioned in my email,
yeah.
who does a lot of research into this, and she told me that she has only rarely heard of ETs like Marie, like you described.
Yeah.
But she described a couple of similar cases. She wasn't able to provide me the details yet, but I'm going to go see her next month, and I'll ask her again, face to face.
Okay. Yeah, it's very cool to somebody else that knows about him. So I thought I was the only one that ever met this kind, but nobody else seemed to know anything about him.
Well, there's certainly not a lot written about this type. And, you know, what's really interesting about your experiences is it was so benevolent. You know, a lot of people have scary experiences. You were never scared at any point during your experiences?
No. Plus, Anne, she always said, no, she'd be scared and stuff. You know, like, Dad'd be scared and all that.
Right.
But they've was your first thing like that.
Well, Marie gave
some of her experiences. I mean, I don't know about the ETs, but a lot of her experiences. Said she, when she talked about it, she seemed to be kind of scared of him. And then she said she was in denial for a while and stuff about him. And, like, maybe she didn't see him or something like that and all that. But me, I've just never been scared of anything. That's why my mom always had to really watch me, because if I could stray dog or anything, I'd just walk over to pet him. I just didn't fear anything.
Right.
Like I said, my brother was the opposite. He was always real shy and everything, scared of everything. I was just the opposite. Nothing scared me.
Is your brother older than you?
Oh, 3 years older.
And have you told him about Marie, I mean, recently? What does he think now?
No, he's, well, way back, I think that was about 92, and my dad died. My mom died in 81. Dad died in 92. And then my sister and brother-in-law moved in. I lived Stevens Road by then. Anyway, my parents were gone, so my parents wanted Pat and my brother-in-law be there with me because, you know, be there by myself with my heart and all that. Back then, my heart was better, but still, didn't want to leave me alone or anything. But, have somebody. Anyways, and they rented their house to my brother Skip and his wife's daughter and her husband, Cats. And Tony and her husband, they let the cats, they pee on the floor and everything. They messed up the house so bad. And then it had to be, the carpeting, everything had to be taken out and redo everything and everything. So, Tony and her husband, their cats, moved out and left it like this. And then Pat was telling Skipper and his wife that about how the new house was and everything.
Right.
After that, never heard from him again.
Huh.
And Skipper works right where my brother-in-law works. But never mentioned anything about me or how Sue doing or anything. Like, it's my fault, too, for the little fight that they had about the house.
Oh.
So I had nothing to do with it. Pat and Thunder was living there because that's the way Mom and Dad wanted it. So, but anyway, this never heard from him again. And my sister-in-law, my older brother's wife, said that maybe I should just call over there where he works just to see, because if something happened to her or my brother, I wouldn't have no relatives in my close family. So I tried that, and I called, and he wouldn't hardly talk. I said something about, just wanted to call, see how you guys were. He said, okay. And then I mentioned about, you know, just, I'm on my own now and everything and all that. Okay. And I wanted to tell him that, now, what was going on with Pat and everybody with that? I had nothing to do with that. I know. I need to get back to work. And I said, well, I just gave him my new address, my new phone number, to write down. Okay, I got to get back to work. And he hung up. And never heard anything else from him or anything, so.
Well, I think your story is fascinating, and I want to thank you so much for coming onto the show. We're pretty much out of time right now, but
Sorry about that.
No, that's all right. I thought you did a great job, and I want to thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Yeah, I love talking to you and being on and everything. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. All right, well, we're out of time, so I'm going to close the show.
Okay.
I want to thank everyone out there for listening. My name is Preston Dennett, and you've been listening to UFOs and the Paranormal. Our guest tonight has been Sue Hutzel, and we've been talking about her amazing and fascinating experiences with an ET that we're calling Marie, because that's her name, and Sue's experiences are very unusual, but have been corroborated by a couple of other witnesses out there, so just a fascinating story. And I want to thank you all for listening, and I hope you can join us next week when I bring on another exciting guest to talk about UFOs and the paranormal. Until then, have a wonderful evening and a great week. Bye now.